Laura Canning is in with us this morning. Laura is the Cass County Naturalist with the Conservation Board, helping out with all those things that go on outdoorsy during the course of the year. And summertime, things don't slow down for you, do they?
No, they don't.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Appreciate it very much. I know you've got some activities that are going on. You were out and about. You like to sample some other things, though, too. Not just the things that you organize, but you like to get out to some of the other festivals and things, too.
Yes, we had Lewis Fest the last weekend, and they come down and run through our park as part of the 5K, and that was fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on around the area, and I know you've got some other activities, some really family-style activities for folks to enjoy here this summer through the conservation program, and one of those is the Movie in the Park program. Has that been pretty successful for you?
Yeah, we've been, we technically kind of just do it on the holiday weekends when we have right now the most campers out and around, and we don't want to compete with Lake Anita's movies, so we do ours on Friday night, and they do theirs on Saturday night, and so we're going to have our upcoming Movie in the Park on this Friday, July 3rd. And so that's going to start at 9 o'clock at night, and it's just, the sun's going to be just going down, so if you're running a little late to the program, don't worry about it, because we're probably not going to start the movie right at 9.
What movie we show?
We are going to show The Lorax this time around, so...
Always family movies?
Yeah, we kind of stick it to the family movies and or something that can be tied into conservation, things like that. So, yeah, we are going to show The Lorax and, of course, talk about we'll be talking about what happens in The Lorax before we start it.
Sure, sure. Very good.
Things like that.
I assume you get a lot of kids for those types of things.
Oh, yes. Yep, and families and everybody that just wants to come out. You don't have to be a registered camper. That's the nice thing. It's just held at our campground shelter and a nice evening under the stars usually.
Most folks, when they go to a movie, they stop at the concession stand first. They always have to have their munchies and things before they go. Is there an opportunity to do that, or are they on their own?
We do some free popcorn, so just bring your own drinks and something to sit on or lay on, things like that. And we have free popcorn until it runs out, of course. So.
Great. Very good. And this isn't the only time that you'll do that.
Right.
This is a free event for folks, by
the way. Yep, it's free. And then if it does rain that day, though, the forecast looks good. We do cancel the movie, and we have nowhere to be inside when it's raining for that. So otherwise, we are going to do it again. If you can't come out this Friday, we're going to do it September 4th, which is another Friday, and it'll be Rio 2 will be the movie on that Friday.
Another animated film?
Yeah.
Very good. Kids will like that.
Yes.
The movies are something that's... you know, it's nice to get the family together, and it's kind of a nice little addition for folks who are camping anyway, because, you know, once the sun goes down and you're sitting around the campfire, whatever you decide to do with your family, you know, you can only eat so many s'mores.
Well, it's something different to do that night, for sure. Yep.
Absolutely. And this is something also that is a program that, like we said, has been very well attended in the past by the campers that are there, but it's not just for the campers.
Right.
Anyone can attend.
Yep, anyone can attend. Just pull in and we'll get you parked and you'll be able to see the movie and things like that.
Very good. Okay, The Lorax, this Friday, July 3rd, at the Cold Springs Park in Lewis. That'll be at the campground shelter.
Yep,
it'll be at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, sounds great.
Late night show. Very good. Now, that's one thing that's going on through conservation. Right. I want to talk about the Dutch oven cooking dinner program that you have coming up.
Yeah, we're going to have that then on that Saturday, so July 4th at 5 p.m. We're going to have a Dutch oven cooking program. And if you've never attended one of our Dutch oven cooking programs, what we actually do is I bring out my inner Martha Stewart, and I do it as we talk about the recipe, and we pretty much make it together and throw it on the coals, and voila, I usually have one done and ready for us to try out and sample. And so we do a dinner entree and a dessert, just because, of course, I love desserts. I can't do it without making a dessert. So we are going to be making Fiesta chicken for our entree, and we're going to be doing pineapple upside down cake as my dessert. So hopefully the cake turns out. It's it's a cake that can tend to burn. So, and we'll talk. It's a cake that can tend to burn. So. And we'll talk about that.
For folks who don't know, because Dutch oven cooking is a little bit of a lost art for the younger folks that maybe don't know what that is. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. You take a Dutch oven, which usually is cast iron, that you can find other Dutch ovens that are cast iron, that you can find other Dutch ovens that are enameled and more for inside use. You can use those outside, but what the difference is there's a peg, about an 1-inch peg, on the bottom of the Dutch ovens that allow you to put the coals under it and still let the air circulate. So that's the benefit to having an outdoor Dutch oven that you can use. And then you use the charcoal to control the heat and cook it, essentially. And so we have a lot of local businesses here in Atlantic even that sell the Dutch ovens. So, you know, don't be afraid of something that's something you can't find in town. Oh, heck no. You can find it in town.
Well, we're seeing more competitions like this, yes. Little contests and programs like that. Is it becoming something that's more popular again?
I think it's coming back just because a lot of people like to camp with a lot of other people, and it's one way to cook a lot of food in one sitting. So, and Lake Anita, and this program is July 4th. If you can't come out this weekend, we will be holding later on in September, we will be having our Dutch oven cook-off. And that's held over at Lake Anita. And I usually am there at least cooking something up as a demonstrator, things like that. And then it's still a competition. So it's interesting to see what else everyone else can make on mm-hmm. Dutch ovens. And it gets really creative. So, even if you can't make it this weekend, maybe you'll be able to make it later on in September out to there.
I think folks that probably don't do a lot of camping picture those that are camping as cooking over an open fire somewhere,
right.
Or perhaps, a lot of these campers anymore, they're fully stocked with everything.
Yeah,
you're just inside cooking away at the stove and the oven there. But
right.
Will you see a lot more Dutch oven cooking if you drive around campgrounds these days?
I think so. It depends on the campground, especially, I think maybe more in the primitive areas where you are in a tent and things like that. And people ask me, with the charcoal, I just use the charcoal in all the events just because I can control the temperature a lot more than an open fire. You don't have to do it that way. But if you're a very seasoned cook, Dutch oven cooking person, you probably can do it over an open fire. I'm just not that confident. Fail safe.
Yeah, that's right. Do you get a little different flavor, a little taste if you're cooking that way?
It depends. With ours are so seasoned and used every season so much. I don't think I seem to get much of a season now. It depends on, if you accidentally burn something the time before, then you might get a little bit of a burnt taste through it.
Very good. Okay, and that's, this particular one is coming up this holiday, July 4th, this Saturday, 5 o'clock. And that, again, will be at the campground shelter at Cold Springs Park in Lewis. Why should folks consider visiting Cold Springs Park during the course of their summer? We have a lot of great parks, but Cold Springs in particular, why that one?
Well, I will say, as a person who goes out and visits other parks as well, I think it depends on your type of park you like. I like that shaded, very secluded quietness of Cold Springs, and there's other parks in our area that have that as well. So if that's kind of up your alley, then that Cold Springs is for you.
Of course, we have so many good ones, from small local parks to the larger state run parks and things like that too, that there's so many great things that people are so proud of in their local areas. All these parks are well supported locally.
Right, and we have nice quiet water too if you like to go canoeing and kayaking, and so we have nice quiet water.
Well, and I know that, of course, you've got a young one around the house now, too.
Yes.
So anything that's family sounds more welcoming to you, too.
Yep, it does now.
How's the young one getting along?
He's doing well.
Very
doing
good. Well. Keeping mom and dad awake at night.
Not really.
Well, you're the lucky one.
I'm lucky.
Congratulations. Very good. Well, very good. Hope folks get a chance. There's a lot going on, I know. It's a holiday weekend. There are a lot of things happening, but some of those things are kind of spread out, too.
Yes.
So maybe you can fit some of these into your plans as well. That's Friday night, 9 o'clock for the movie in the park, and also 5 o'clock coming up on Saturday. That's for the Dutch oven cooking program, and that's both at the Cold Springs Park in Lewis. Hope you have a chance to get there. Don't need to do anything in advance for either, right?
Nope. They're both free, and if you want to come to Dutch Oven Cooking, we just ask that you remember to bring your place setting, and that'll save waste.
Easy enough. Very good. Well, so, Laura, thanks so much for coming by. Have a great 4th.
Yes, you too.